On Sunday, July 2nd, at 7 p.m., singer, songwriter, and WAMC hero Natalie Merchant will make her Tanglewood debut on the Koosaviski Music Shed stage in Lenox, Massachusetts. Prior to that, on June 30th, she'll play a concert at the Bardavon in Poughkeepsie, New York.
Doctors have come from distant cities just to see me. Stand over my bed, disbelieving what they see. They say I must be one of the wonders of God's own creation. And as far as they see, they can offer no explanation.
So to be perfectly clear, one of our favorite people is playing concerts at two of our favorite places. Our dear Natalie began her career with an alternative rock band, 10,000 Maniacs, in 1981. Her recent solo album is Paradise Is There, the new Tiger Lily Recordings. The record is a collection of all new recordings revisiting Merchant's multi-platinum solo debut, Tiger Lily. There's also a new 10-CD Natalie Merchant collection available this month. Natalie, our dear Natalie, welcome to the Roundtable.
Thank you, Helen.
Just let's sort of remember that we have certified heroes at WAMC. We had Pete, he passed, but he is still our hero. We have JT, and we have you. And you really are such a big part of this station, and your heart and your guts have been put into making this world a better place for us. And personally, I just want to take a moment to thank you before we get into this. So thank you.
No, thank you. I'm always listening, always. I don't know what my life would be like without WAMC. So anything I can do to perpetuate the institution, I'm there for you.
And you have done that. So tell us about the 10,000 Maniacs. How did you get into that?
Well, I sort of stumbled into the career with 10,000 Maniacs. We were all from a small town in Western New York, Jamestown, a very economically depressed post-industrial town that didn't offer us that many opportunities for entertainment. So we had to do it ourselves, and we just formed a band, and we just bought an old school bus and decided that this would be a great way to escape and go see the country. And that sort of turned into a deal with a major label in a couple of years and recording in London with Joe Boyd. And it just, the experiences just kept growing after that. So, and that was back in 1980, 81, I started that.
I wonder, how did you get 10,000 people into a school bus?
So many bad jokes about 10,000 Maniacs over the years. It was the worst name. We were so badly named that everyone thought that we were a punk band. I remember being in Berlin playing at this band, this rock club, and these skinheads screaming, "Wow, the 10,000 Maniacs!" and throwing cigarette butts at me and things. Because they were expecting a punk band. And there I was in my 1930s cotton frock singing folk pop music about surrealist painters from the 1930s or whatever I was singing about at the time.
So we are so thrilled to have you at Tanglewood. You know, we really believe we own Tanglewood. We play every concert, every classical concert, and they are such good friends to this radio station. And so when you come to a place like that, there is nothing else like it in the world. I'm so pleased that you're going to be there.
Well, you know, it's my first time ever, not just performing there, but I've never been there.
Wow. You are in for some treat.
Yeah, I'm from the mid-Hudson, so I've been here for 30 years. And we talk about going to Tanglewood all the time, but it's quite a schlep up there. So.
Well, you're such a child. How could it be that you've been here for 30 years? I don't get that part of it. You have really been so committed to the environmental causes that plague us all, and now it's even more important than ever, the work that you do, considering who's the president of the United States right now.
Yeah, well, I decided on this tour to take a representative from Food and Water Watch, to every venue with us, and portion of the profits for the tour will be going to Food and Water Watch. And I met the people from Food and Water Watch when we were involved in the anti-fracking campaign here in New York. And I think they were so well organized, so well informed, and so effective in getting the ban on fracking in New York. That's my one really kind of solid thing that I feel like I can do on this tour, is they have grassroots initiatives happening in every state that we're going to be visiting on tour. So I want people to connect the work that they're doing with some form of resistance against this monster who is taking over our country and is dismantling the Environmental Protection Agency and stepping away from the Paris Accord. I mean, there's so many different fronts that we could be fighting on against Trump right now, but I feel the environment is front and center for me. So
I think that's true. And I don't think we would have the anti-fracking law that we have in New York State. I don't think that's where Governor Cuomo was going, but it's where he went. And I think you were such an important part of it. But I don't want to downgrade your voice. It gives me shivers. You're so good. And when did you know you had a voice? I mean, was it the shower? How did you do that?
People always talk about my voice. I always think my voice is pretty ordinary. I think of my strength being my songwriting, but I'm happy it pleases people.
Pleases
I just
me.
Think the thing that people really respond to is the honesty of it.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty much unadorned, and it's heartfelt. Well, and the fact that I write my own music and I'm singing my own music, that kind of authentic voice is even more pure.
Well, I love your voice. I love it. And as you know, we never have a fun drive without playing Natalie and playing the thank you song, which we love so much. But of course, maybe the highest point in my life was being permitted to back you up on the banjo one time and to do it not well, but to have you charitably allow it.
That was really sweet. That was the benefit at the Linda years. Yes, that's where you recorded the Kind and Generous.
It was, but when you have a major star, I played that one time with you, and then I played Down by the Riverside with Pete, and that was a great moment. I haven't had a chance to do anything with JT yet, but I will. So since this is all about you and not about me, tell me about what you're going to play at Tanglewood.
Well, this is a tour in support of the release of the box set. So we'll be doing music from different eras of my career, some from the pre-solo, but mostly from the solo career, and bringing a string quintet, piano, guitar, and drums. So a pretty large band. I just think we start rehearsals next week. I've already picked out the repertoire, but it'll be a nice survey of material from the last 30 years.
What's the largest group you've ever played in front of?
I would say 250,000 people.
Whoa.
At the 20th anniversary of Earth Day on the Mall in Washington.
You're going to have a huge audience at Tanglewood. I know it. I just want to recommend that anybody who wants to hear our Natalie, and there will be a lot of them, get those tickets now. And that also, don't forget about the Bardavon, a smaller setting, but still pretty substantial in Poughkeepsie on June 30th. July 2nd, of course, is the great Tanglewood appearance. How's child raising going? Is that all good?
Everything's good. My daughter's she broke her leg recently.
No.
So, yeah, we've had several surgeries and just looking forward to her being whole again. That's just been kind of a rough patch for us, but important.
How'd she do it?
She fell off her bicycle.
Oh, no. Well, just tell her I'm with her because I broke my ankle. And now
I
have great sympathy for this. Is she in physical therapy?
three times a week.
Exactly, exactly. So I hope she has
it's shocking how quickly you lose the soft tissue.
Oh, that's right.
The integrity of the soft tissue just goes.
That is exactly right. It is not the ankle. That healed fairly early for me, but the ligaments, that's what really hurt and still does to some degree. So so we're with you on that. Do you sing to her to make her feel better?
She sings with me. And it's amazing how the older she gets, the closer our voices come to each other, and they're almost sounding the same when we sing, which is really eerie.
So how long before you take her on the tour?
She's a good singer. She's a really good singer. I don't know if that's her passion, but she's a good singer.
Are you a critic of modern education? I mean, do you take a look at how we're doing it, and is she doing okay?
I think she's doing very well. She's actually gone to a very small progressive school, but we tried public school for the first couple of years and found that the class sizes were too large, unfortunately, and she wasn't getting the attention that she needed. So we went to a small progressive school, and I feel that they've really focused. It's been very project and presentation based, and I wish there was more of that in the public school, because it's really made her a strong speaker and a strong researcher. So she, you know, the goal is to constantly introduce new subject matter and then have the kids become in some ways an expert on some aspect of that subject matter and then present what they've learned. And to do that cyclically and repeatedly has really made her a strong public speaker and an independent thinker. I think that's really important, especially in our society. I think a lot is expected of us, or at least should be expected of us as citizens. And unless we, learn to be inquisitive and critical and in our thinking and good at presenting our ideas, you know, unless we are those kinds of adults and those kind of citizens, our democracy will fail.
I can't wait to buy my 10 CD set, the Natalie Merchant Collection, released by Nunsuch on 6/23. How does somebody these days? I'm really so old. How does somebody actually order them? You go to Nunsuch online and order them.
You can go to Nunsuch, or you could go to, I'm sure Barnes & Noble will be carrying it, and Oblong Books in Rhinebeck, and there's probably the smaller record shops that are still out there. I hate to say Amazon, because they've kind of undercutting and gobbling up everybody, but you can buy them from Amazon. You can buy them from my website.
And that website...
Or you can buy them, we'll be carrying them on tour, so you can just... you could buy a signed copy at Tanglewood.
Oh, fantastic. Tell me about...
And Alan, you don't have to buy one. I'll be...
No, I'm buying one.
As a gift.
I'm buying one. And you're going on tour. How long will the tour take?
It's just 3.5 weeks.
And where will the furthest point be?
I think Washington. We're playing Seattle and Portland, a lot on the West Coast, a bit in the Midwest.
Fantastic. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
So we in fact love you. It should be that simple. We at WAMC love you. You are our star. And as far as we're concerned, you are our Natalie. So Natalie Merchant is performing on June 30th at the Bardavon in Poughkeepsie, New York, July 2nd at Tanglewood in Lenox, Massachusetts. To learn more, visit, and it's one word, Natalie Merchant. That's nataliemerchant.com. Relevant links will also be posted along with this interview at wamc.org. Natalie, always wonderful to speak with you, and thank you for all you have done for all of us, and particularly for WAMC.
Thank you.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.